Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
July 30th is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The cycle of gospel stories continues to report the signs and wonders that Jesus worked on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Today, the stunning miracle of the loaves and fishes, which in St. John's Gospel, written towards the end of the first century, has strong Eucharistic overtones. Somehow, Jesus managed to feed thousands with five loaves of bread and two fishes, a phenomenon which many in the crowd misunderstood so completely that they wanted to mobilize an army and march on Jerusalem. The point of today's gospel is less that Jesus fed 5,000, but that the notion of a political Messiah was so strong in Jewish culture that it blinded people to what he had accomplished. This error continues in our own time among those people who use religion to advance a political agenda. Once upon a time, there was a good Catholic layman, really good. He went to church every day, and he said the rosary every day, and he did spiritual reading, and he was a good and genuine person, was kind to everybody he knew, even to his teenage kids, which is sometimes his heart. And so he was a good man, and he wanted to run for political office so that he could clean up politics and eliminate political corruption. He had some money of his own, and some of his friends had lots of money, so he was able to organize a campaign. He refused the help of all the politicians. He denounced waste and graft and patronage. He hated patronage. He promised to cut budgets of all his departments and get rid of all the loafers and time surfers. He denounced special interest groups and rejected all endorsements from activists. He was, he argued, an honest and upright man. He deserved to hold public office. And once he was elected, no politically ambitious men and women would serve in his administration. As a good Catholic, he would clean up all the political messes. He did not pretend to understand such matters as budgets and taxes. A man with integrity and virtue could solve these problems by cutting both across the board 50%. He became angry at the media folks when they asked him whether he was not exploiting religion because he had no political skills or experience. "I am a religious man," he snapped, "and a religious man doesn't need political skills." You know what happened to him. Well, he was buried in the primaries. "The public does not want virtuous politicians," he protested in his last public statement. "All they want is weak-kneed compromisers. Politics should be about virtue, not about compromise."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.